The Kölbl House. One of the distinctive features shared by the communities of Mittenwald, Garmisch, and of course Oberammergau are the murals decorating the exterior walls of the buildings. The facades are painted in brilliant color, giving the locality its own character. This type of wall fresco became particularly popular in the towns of the Renaissance, as did the fashion of using a painted perspective to create the illusion of architectural features that didn't actually exist, the trompe-l'œil effect. Over the years, this way of decorating houses travelled up the Rottstrasse as far as the foothills of the Alps. This important trade route between Venice and Augsburg wasn't only used to transport goods, however. The people using the route were also bringing new ideas, experiences, and visions to spread across the whole of Europe. With the painter Franz Seraph Zwink responsible for a large number of works in Upper Bavaria, the Oberammergau fresco reached its height in the second half of the 18th century. The Kölbl House displays many typical features of facade painting and of Zwink's work. The windows are framed by narrow borders in plaster, decorated with shell-like ornamentation, the rocaille, and scroll or snail-like decorative elements, the volute. These figures are so typical of the Rococo that they gave their name to the whole period. The windows are crowned with the painted busts of saints. Above the front door is a picture of Anne, the mother of Mary, together with the Virgin and Child, a configuration known as Anna Selbdritt, while God the Father is depicted together with the Man of Sorrows, or the suffering figure of Christ, above the middle window on the upper floor. The paint is applied to the plaster while still wet, and binds to it as it dries, creating a surface that is so weather-resistant that we can still admire it today. The owner of the house would select the motifs according to personal preference, which could, to some extent, symbolize parts of the family's own history. Other splendid examples of Zwink's work include Pilot's House, the Forestry Commission offices, and the Daedler House next door. There is a small flaw, however, by which experts are able to identify his style. Zwink had problems drawing hands. If you ever try to draw a hand yourself, though, you probably wouldn't want to criticize him too severely. He learnt his craft from his father. The Zwinks were a real dynasty of painters. And when he died in 1792, he left behind an extensive range of work, from murals to frescoes and oil paintings, many of which are only being recognized today as genuine Zwinks.